guys, it's Billy. What the fuck is up? Welcome back to No Bleeps. You guys, I'm on a girls trip right now and I'm recording this. Everybody is like out. People are on a Starbucks run. People are getting food. And I'm on this little girls trip and I am so unbelievably sunburnt. And I'm in the room. I'm alone. I have the most beautiful view in front of me. And I just need to tell you guys that I still love chatting with you guys. Like, I'm here, I'm on my trip, and all I could think about was how excited I am to chat with you guys, because every single week that I record this now, it feels like a little therapy session. It feels like a little catch up. I'm telling you guys about the dates I'm going on, the things that are going on, and tea and drama and everything. And it's just become this little pool of happiness of getting to event with you guys. But here I am, I'm sitting in the bed. And when I tell you guys, my butt hurts so bad, like I'm concerned. I've had sunburns before, but this is something I have never experienced before in my whole life. Basically, the first day that we were here, I did sunblock, you know, like I care about my skin. And I don't know what was wrong with me, but I was sitting down when I was putting on the sunblock. So I got literally every part of my body except for my butt because I was sitting on it. And I didn't realize like how bad it actually was until I got inside and I looked in the freaking mirror. But I mean, of course, like we were taking pictures. So when I was like, we were going to be here for a while, I was sitting there in my towel, editing some photos of myself. I was getting my Lightroom ready. And so I'm like, you know, tummy down, bum up to the sun, editing these pictures, and my butt got the most sun ever. And it's so bad. Like, it's so, so bad. It hurts like a concerning amount. It's just like, if you guys have ever gotten a sunburn there or know really good sunburn cures, because the only thing right now that helps me is aloe. Like, aloe is my best friend. I keep reapplying like no other. I don't know what to do. And the guy, you know, that I've been hanging out with you guys wants to hang out on Friday, and all I can think is like, oh, there's absolutely no way. Like, there's no way we're gonna hang out because you can't see that. Like, the way that it looks like I have like an issue. Because it's literally just the line of my bikini is so perfect and it's like so white, you know, and then everything else is just apple red. And yeah, I'm just a little concerned at how long it's going to take for it to go back to normal, because it's a lot. It's intense. Like, it really is intense. And so the other days I've been having to cover up my butt and it hurts so bad. And yesterday we did this like little road trip sightseeing situation, and we were in the car all day long, like 10 hours plus we were in the car, and the way my butt was rubbing against the seat, I literally think I like PTSD just thinking about the way it was rubbing up on that seat. You guys, I just don't recommend, like, always make sure to sunblock your bum, because you don't want to end up like me. Like, the pain that I'm in, the pain that I feel, like, I'm just sitting here on my butt recording this for you guys and it hurts so bad. It's so raw and nobody can see it. Like, for a really long time, nobody can see that. I've sent like a picture to my friend and she was just like, it's bad. Like, you know, those photos that you see online when people are like making fun of like tourists that have really bad sunburns. Yeah, that's me. That is me to a maximum extreme right now. I look like one of those fools that forgot to put sunscreen on, and it just sucks. But anyways, that's what's going on in my personal life. I also tweeted out that I went to a like concert-ish type situation date on this past weekend before I went on my trip. And I tweeted out that I didn't go home with him. Like, it was like me, my best friend, him, and his best friend. And my friend kind of lives in the middle. And so I like drove to her place and I brought all my stuff because I was going to sleep there. And I had a nail appointment super early the next morning. And it was like 2 minutes away from her place. So I was like, hands down, I'm sleeping at your place. And I said that he was like definitely kind of not uncomfortable, like upset, or more like my guy friend said like insecure that I didn't go home with him that night. And I don't know, like, I just don't think, like, a good night should be justified with, like, you know, doing the deed or something. Like, we had a great time. I went to my friend's house out of convenience for the next day, not because I didn't have a great time with you, but my guy friends was basically just like, yeah, some guys are like that and they just get a little insecure thinking that you didn't have a good time if you didn't at the end, which is so gross to me, but that's the update. I thought he was going to ghost me the next day because it seemed like he was going to. And my guy friend was like, yeah, if you don't say anything to him today, he probably won't say anything to you. But we're like not going to be in the same city for the next month or so. So if we keep talking past this whole situation, I will be shocked. I'll be shocked. Like, we've been chatting here and there, but if we keep talking while we, like, aren't seeing each other for a month, I think I'll genuinely be shocked because I'm just used to everybody just up and being like, bye. I mean, he seems like he wants to kind of stick around now, even though I thought he was going to ghost me, but it seems kind of promising now. But like I said, you guys, I don't even know how I feel. I feel like I'm so numb. Everybody just leaves that I'm like, all right, I'm just expecting the worst. But, you know, happy thoughts, happy thoughts, happy thoughts. I am also, like, not sad. I know that kind of sounds a little depressing, but I've been keeping my options open. I've been, you know, just having fun, honestly, having fun with my friends, having fun with people around me, family, wanting to travel, all this stuff. Although I'm super aware that, you know, the state of the world is getting bad again, and that is very, very concerning to me. And I'm definitely going to, like, TBD everything that I have planned in the future because I really don't know, you know, what's going to go back down. Like, are we going to go back into lockdown? Masks are super back now, basically, most places. But yeah, I mean, who knows? All my plans of, like, wanting this year to kind of be a travel year, like seeing family, maybe that won't happen. But who knows? Keep you guys posted, trying to be as safe as possible and doing my best to be, like, safe and clean and everything like that. But you guys, there is a lot of stuff that I want to chit chat with you guys about, drama wise, TV show drama wise, because we talked about Outer Banks last week, and I have some Outer Banks drama that I want to talk to you guys about because there is something going on with one of the characters, Rudy Pango. His girlfriend, Elaine, is getting called out, and there's a lot of drama going on between him and his fan base and the fans coming for his girlfriend, Elaine. This is crazy. If you guys don't know who I'm talking about, this is the character JJ on the show, the actor. He is in some hot water because of his girlfriend, and it is a really shitty situation, and I'm going to break it all down for you guys because when I was hearing about this, I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I kind of feel like I've got a really good gist of everything that is kind of going down and why she's getting called out, his response to the situation. So we're going to dive into that right now. I'm going to pull up the Instagram post that he posted to his Instagram. Rudy posted a photo of him and his girlfriend Eileen and said, "Hello to all. I want to thank my amazing fans and followers who have shown nothing but love and support and are here for just a fun time. Unfortunately, I'm here to call out the disrespect and harassment someone who I love dearly is getting on a daily basis. It has gotten to a degree where lies are being spread and accusations are being said that go beyond the normal hate. Not only is she not what she is being accused of being, she is the complete opposite and actively is so. Accusing someone you don't know of being abusive and manipulative is not okay, especially when you don't know the relationship personally. I'm very happy in the relationship I'm in. I know I might not actively show it on social media platforms, just how happy we are together, but this is my personal decision to keep most of those moments for myself. To those who are creating such displeasure and opinions about the one I love and my relationship, it's time to stop. In this era of social engagement and enlightenment, I want to express the importance to spread positivity and needing to know when it is unfair to express your own distaste for something or someone, especially when you can do it behind an anonymous identity. I was always told the best version of yourself is your most humbled self. I make this statement as my most humbled self and would be so grateful if we all would move forward in positivity and respect. All love, Rudy.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing two-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
Basically, you know, Rudy's coming out and saying, stop harassing my girlfriend because there are a ton of rumors that I have heard about the girlfriend. And some of these things I had seen at the time, some of these things were rumored things that I had heard about. So I'm going to kind of break down what has been said about her, what is factual, all these types of things. So according to BuzzFeed, the exact nature of online hate directed towards Eileen isn't clear. Several tweets have surfaced at the end of May showcased criticism of her for culturally appropriative, racist, and insensitive photos or comments allegedly shared on various social media platforms. So that's what she was accused of. And when I went on to Twitter and I saw this thread that BuzzFeed has linked of this person that had posted pretty much like everything that they didn't like about Eileen, the things that I was seeing were, there were old tweets that she had that people felt were racially insensitive. There were comments that she had commented on friends' Instagrams or things that she had tagged her friends in, like, you know, funny meme videos and things like that. Things that she had commented to tag her friends in, people didn't like the things that she was saying. And there were also moments where she was like at Coachella, or they said she was at Coachella, like dressed in clothing that they felt like was inappropriate. But the one that I think really hurt people the most, and the thing that people started to spark rumors that Rudy was unhappy in his relationship and things like that, was at the VMAs. It was like the movie and television awards, because it was when Chase and Maddie won for best on-screen kiss. And that was the first time that I think the whole cast of Outer Banks was doing a red carpet together, and Rudy brought his girlfriend. And there was this video of after they had gone on the red carpet, and I think they were leaving the event, that Rudy was talking to some fans, and there was like a video of his girlfriend kind of pulling him away, or it looked like she's pulling him away. And people were like, what the heck? You know, he's talking to fans. How dare she pull him away from fans? This is so messed up. That's just so rude. Like, you're dating someone famous. How could you do something like that? I think that was the moment that a lot of fans were just like, you know, I don't like this girl. And I think a situation like that is so hard. It's so hard to read what actually was going on in that moment. Maybe there was an emergency. Maybe she needed to go to the bathroom. You know, maybe, you know, there was something said that she wanted to walk away from, or that she felt he should walk away from, or she felt like he was about to get trampled or something. I don't know. But I feel like there were a million different things that could have been going on in the situation, and the way that it just looked on this one video obviously just looked like she was pulling him away from fans and like was upset or jealous that these girls were talking to him and didn't like it. And that's obviously going to set off some fans. This is kind of equivalent to me of how there's a lot of TikToks of Justin Bieber and Hailey, and people are convinced that Justin hates Hailey somehow. I keep seeing these TikToks all over where there will be one angle where Justin looks like he's yelling at Hailey, and everyone's just like, he's so unhappy, like, look at him. But then there's another angle, and it's just like him singing to her, or they're laughing together. And it's just kind of like those little moments that you see of these couples, and then you like judge them crazy like this and send them so much hate. Hailey has talked about it a ton, where people sent her a ton of hate because they feel like Justin doesn't like her. And this is a very similar case where people feel like Rudy isn't being treated right because this girl looks jealous, she looks crazy, she looks manipulative, she's dragging him away from fans. And It's also so confusing because there are people that don't like her because there was an accusation made that she was sending like exclusive photos of Rudy to fans and fan accounts. And there were like messages between her and this fan account apparently where she was sending them photos. And I'm not sure if she was sending them like behind the scenes like OBX photos because the show was about to come out or what, but people didn't like the sound of that. Now, she does work on the show. That is something that I saw on BuzzFeed. That's something that I saw on IMDb. It says that she works at some capacity on the television show. That's how she met Rudy. And, you know, that's how she's like, she's super involved in the show. I think, you know, if there was something really, really bad going on that she wouldn't work on the show or it would be problematic or maybe the other cast members wouldn't like her, but they all seem to like her. So I don't know, you guys. I really don't know. I'm just telling you guys what I've read, what I've seen, what I've heard. The situation just seems really tricky, really messy. I'm not trying to defend anyone or anything. I'm trying to see all angles. I'm trying to tell you guys, you know, this is what's being said. This is maybe what it really is, but you guys are free to form your own opinions here. I'm just kind of having a chit-chat conversation with you guys about this because I am just a little shook by all of this. I just, when I was looking through to see why people didn't like her, I didn't expect like this massive, extensive like research project of a timeline history that people were pulling from with stuff about this girl that I have like literally never heard of in my whole life. She has since gone private on Instagram. And I think like her and Rudy are probably going to keep their relationship like extra, extra, extra behind the scenes private now, which kind of sucks. I mean, when your friends are in relationships that they're actively posting about, and I'm sure it's really hard for Rudy because everybody loves his co-stars, Maddie and Chase, and is praising their relationship, constantly talking about how their goals, they're amazing. And then, you know, when people are talking shit about your relationship, I'm sure that's just like, God, that sucks. And that would definitely hurt my feelings. Like if everybody on my TV show cast was like, dang, you guys were such a cute couple, and then to me and my girlfriend, they're like, fuck you guys, like you're trash, you deserve better, I'd be like, God. Because even in my own life, in my own friend group, when my friends are like, I don't like him, I'm like, what do you mean? Oh man. And then I'm like reevaluating everything. So I don't know, that's just what's been going down with that. And if you guys don't watch Outer Banks, I'm so sorry, and you need to watch it immediately because the show is very good. I know some mixed opinions are out there. Some people were like, no, it's not a good show. It is a good show. It's a good show. And I hope you guys are all watching it because it's the best ever. And I can't wait for season 3, and they're going to make me wait forever and ever and ever to see it. But anyways, let's get into some YouTube drama, and we're going to talk about kind of the stuff that's going on with Austin McBroom. I've talked about it quite a bit already, especially on my channel, but, you know, Taylor Holder's come out this week and confirmed he is 100% suing Austin McBroom. There was the rumor that James Harden was suing Austin McBroom as well, but Catherine came out and said that that was not true, that James Harden was not suing them. And that LiveX Live, the company that live streamed the TikTokers versus YouTubers fight, was making up lies, and they're a bad company, and they are trying to bring down the Ace family. But LiveX Live has a $100 million defamation lawsuit on the Ace family, so Catherine really needs to watch what she is saying, I feel, because she is still trashing this brand, and they have this defamation lawsuit on them. It just doesn't sound like a very good idea to continue to talk badly about them. Especially with $100 million on the line. You guys, $100 million! That's so much money. I can't process. And I made a video earlier this week that Jeff Wittick called out Austin McBroom. This was a story that I was just like, this is ridiculous. I can't even fathom this at all. But basically, Jeff was calling out Austin because somebody that works for Jeff, he has a little sister, and she was trying to go to basketball camp. And so she started her own cookie business, not Girl Scouts, but, you know, along the same lines, you sell cookies. So she was selling these cookies. They were very cute. They had little bees on them. And she went to Rodeo Drive to start selling them. And While her and her mom were there, they saw Austin McBroom just walking around. And I guess they asked him if he wanted cookies. The bodyguard was like, nope. And Austin is throwing money around. Like, he's just throwing money into the air. Just, like, it's ridiculous. They said he was filming a video and that's what he was throwing money around for. But it's just, like, to me, I think that's just not a good look. It's just not it. If you're going to say no to buying something from someone, don't throw money in their face after, because that's just disrespectful. It just doesn't seem like you're a good person. It's not very nice. That's literally just what it is. It's not nice at all. It's kind of just like, haha, like, you want me to spend money on you? Nope. I'm just going to throw it around in the air because, you know, I'm just going to do that because I can, because I have more money than you and I don't even be selling cookies. Although, Austin, with these lawsuits, you definitely might need to reconsider saving that money instead of throwing it into the air, because you're in some hot water. You're in some serious trouble with these lawsuits. And I know he's, like, super confident, thinks he's going to win these lawsuits, thinks it's all going to turn out in his favor, thinks he's going to be able to do Social Gloves fight number two, fight KSI. And now Jeff is saying that he wants to fight him. And I'm like, oh my God, like, this is ridiculous. My friend earlier yesterday, I was editing my video and she was like, I would watch that fight. Like, I would watch Jeff fight Austin for sure. And that just made me laugh because it's just funny to me. But I'm just curious to see how many people would actually watch that go down. I feel like Jeff could bring in those views. I think people would watch him fight Austin McBroom, probably just to see Jeff shirtless, because people are, like, obsessed with Jeff. They think he's, like, so hot. But there are a lot of people that don't like Jeff. At the same time, there's a lot of people that haven't forgiven him for what he said when he was defending David Dobrik. There's a lot of people that feel like he never should have forgiven David Dobrik. So that's a drama in itself that would kind of go down if him and Austin were to fight. I'm sure that there would be a lot brought up in that whole situation, and the back and forth of them going after each other would definitely not be pretty, I don't think. But, you know, that's kind of that. And the next thing is Trisha. Trisha has been posting these videos on TikTok where they are dressing up as different employees at different chain restaurants or just, like, fast food places. Trisha is dressed up as the Domino's guy, dressed up as a Starbucks employee, and people have seemingly had it with Trisha. They're like, this is ridiculous. This is not something to cosplay as. This is not a joke. Being a minimum wage worker is not something to be, like, cute and quirky about. This is not something to cosplay. People feel like Trisha's, like, making fun of them, making fun of their job, and trying to make it seem like it's something that it's not. And it's a mess, you guys. Like, reading the comments, people are truly calling Trisha out on this, saying that it's just not okay, it's just not right, and they think it's weird, and it's, like, fulfilling this, like, weird fantasy that they have for working at these types of places. Trisha came out and responded that, you know, they always wanted to work at Starbucks, they always wanted to have these types of jobs, and they couldn't. And so now in their adulthood, they are, like, fulfilling that dream and working at Starbucks in TikTok form, like, dressing up and putting on the apron and putting on the hat and, like, pretending to make drinks. And some people are taking some serious issue with that, saying that's just disrespectful. So, you know, if you guys have an opinion on that, I would really be curious, because this is a seriously hot topic that I've been seeing in the comments every single time Trisha posts a video like this. And it's interesting. It's, like, a little weird, just, like, a little strange to me, these TikTok, but everything that Trisha does, I'm kind of just like, oh, all right, you know, am I surprised? No. Is it a little weird? A little bit, but I'm not surprised. Honestly, I'm just wondering how Trisha even gets these clothing items. Like, are they on Depop? Are they on Poshmark? Like, how is Trisha getting these, like, Domino's employees uniforms? And I think the ones that really get me are when Trisha orders the Domino's and, like, either gets it delivered or, like, has to go in to get it. and is wearing the outfit, like, what do they think? Do they think, like, they just are wearing that to wear that? Or, like, they work at a different location and maybe their pie just, like, isn't as good at that location, so Trish has got to go to their location? I really wonder what is, like, going through their minds when they see Trish pop in looking like an employee. It's a definite question mark in my mind, but that's what's been going on with Trish the Fish. There's definitely just been a lot of, like, random dramas that have been going on in the last couple of weeks, and I'm just wondering kind of when the next big story is coming. I feel like something might be brewing. And I feel like it might be something with someone that is, like, so unexpected, because everyone in the beauty community has kind of simmered down, really settled themselves. I wonder if Tana is going to come out and make an expose on Jake Paul. I really wonder. I mean, Tana's got this podcast now and she is, like, on fire, ready to expose people, ready to make this podcast, like, number one with all the tea that she has. And I'm just truly wondering if she's going to, like, spill on Jake, because Jake was throwing shade at her earlier this week in this TikTok saying he married a sloth, and that's basically calling her a sloth, unless he was talking about Erica, which people were kind of thinking maybe he was talking about Erica. But Tana took it as shade towards her and replied to him and said she was so close to pulling an Alyssa Violet and making an expose video on him. And I'm really freaking wondering if she's going to, because if she does, that would be crazy and I will be shook, because I want to know what went down between the two of them. They were so close, attached at the hip, and then all of a sudden, bam, they're not talking anymore. And everyone's just kind of left hanging, like, what happened? You were obsessed with him and now you're not. And now you have a boyfriend and you're still mad because you're still posting about how you hate Jake and all this stuff. So I really want to know what went down. Was it because he picked boxing? Was it because of Julia Rose? Like, I'm really not sure what went down between the two of them. And I feel like Tana's going to tell us one day. She's going to tell us. She's always telling stuff about everything anyways at some point in time. So I think eventually we will get it. But who knows? Maybe it's, like, so, like, legal sensitive that she can't. Really curious. So that's all the stuff that's going on. It's definitely all over the place. Definitely want to know what you guys think. Let me know. Tweet me at NoBleepsPod on Twitter. You can email me at NoBleepsPod@gmail.com if you guys have anything you want to talk about, anything you want me to talk about, anything that you want to talk about from this episode. And if you guys want to review the podcast, it means the world to me. You can rate it, review it, leave me some notes. I love you guys so, 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 so much. I've been seeing you guys DM me on Twitter and you guys listening to this podcast. Literally, you guys are all my besties. I feel like I'm talking to a group of my friends on FaceTime every time I sit down to record this. And I wish you guys were all here looking at the same view that I am. So yes, please just go, like, Google, like, beach, and then we can, like, pretend that we're all looking at the same thing. But anyways, I love you guys so, 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 so much. I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.